This is episode 011 with Michelle Spadafora.
People often say, well, I want to lose weight. Okay, so why do you want to lose weight? Well, I want to look good. Well, why do you want to look good? And a lot of times they come down to this core reason that sometimes can be a little bit eye-opening, like, well, I want to lose weight because I guess I want people to love me. I want people to think highly of me.
Welcome to the Behind the Fitness podcast, where we interview the world's most motivating and successful fitness trainers, instructors, and coaches to inspire people to be their very best every day. Thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, Ted James. Let's get going. Our guest has inspired thousands and thousands of people to get in shape physically and spiritually. She's been a veteran fitness instructor focusing on cardio and strength training for over 37 years. She's the author of the book Reignite and is a wife and mother of three. I want to welcome Michelle Spadafora, founder and president of Faithful Workouts. Today we're going to really get to know Michelle and learn what the missing link is in most people's fitness plans. But before that, Michelle, can you tell us something that you believe can make you successful in health or fitness that many people might disagree with?
Sure. I would say that on your own, you're probably going to fail. I mean, the odds are against us in succeeding when it comes to being consistent with an exercise plan and eating healthy, like, you know, maybe 4% succeed. But I believe that if you really just turn to God and ask Him to help you, He's there to help you, and it will make a huge difference.
All right. No, that makes sense. Well, can you give us a little bit more background on yourself? Then tell us what drove you to find your love for fitness in the beginning, and what is the story behind why you do what you do?
Sure. I graduated college back in 1984, and I kind of like the word that you use, the word veteran fitness instructor. You can just call me old. It's okay. I think I've been teaching longer than like anyone in the world. I graduated college in 1984, and I had taught some classes in college. And when I graduated, I had a job all lined up. And then just as I was about to start, the company had a hiring freeze, and I was like, okay, I need to make some money. I need to do something here. Mm-hmm. And so I went to a gym and started working there. And so ever since then, it's been part of my career. I've had other careers. I've been an event planner and, you know, different things. But I've always just loved to teach classes. One, especially in the beginning, it got me to work out. You know, you can't really not show up when you're the teacher.
Right,
you
right.
Can't decide, I don't feel like it today. You know, well, I just don't want to go. So it really was great at keeping me on track when it came to my fitness. And I'm an extrovert, so I love being around people. I worked at a club in the 80s that is kind of everything you'd think of 80s fitness, like that movie Perfect, if you even know, with Jamie Lee Curtis, the whole like cutoff shirt. It was the scene. The workout room I was in was elevated in the center of a huge place. It was all glass. And when I started my workout, I pushed a button that was a light show.
Yeah, nice.
That's what I was doing back then. So it's fun. I mean, I was doing it mainly because it was just a ton of fun. I had a lot of fun with friends there and everything. And so I wanted to stay fit. I'm an extrovert. I like to have fun. So that's really how it all started initially. And then many years later, things took a little turn for me and I had some different motives. But that's when I initially started what it was all about.
Okay. That sounds fun. Was it all the touring clothes, and also was it the bright colors too?
I had to wear like a little singlet with a belt. The year before I started at the club, the year before, the women who worked in the club had to wear white go-go boots to walk in and out of the workout room, or if they were walking around the gym, they had to wear go-go boots. I don't know if you know what go-go boots are, but they're like these white patent leather like boots with heels, and they'd wear those, and they could take them off when they actually taught. Thankfully I started right after that, but yeah, it was the scene.
Definitely a different time. That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everyone had makeup on, hair done. It was the biggest, it was a pickup place. I mean, like I said, it was fun.
sounds like a club more than anything.
It was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's dive into, the meat of the show. Let's talk about the missing link that most people in fitness that most people are missing in their fitness plans. What is the missing link, and how can it make a difference and transform our fitness and ultimately our entire lives?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I talked just briefly about why I feel like, you know, the missing link is that we need to ask God for help. And that's just that's part of the reason that faith is such a big part of or should be such a big part of our fitness plan, is because we need help. We need to be grounded. We need to have a big why. You know, I think so often people say, yeah, I want to start exercising because I want to lose weight, or I have, you know, my wedding coming up, I have a big party, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to diet. And they may make it to look a little bit better for that event, but then they often go back to all their old ways. And so it's really not that healthy for you. So what we need to do is really dig deeper first into our why, you know, our motive. What is causing us to want to make this change? And it really needs to be about more than just looking good or losing weight.
Absolutely.
It's not a problem. Absolutely. I mean, wanting to have a strong, healthy looking body is great. Wanting to be at a healthy, you know, all of that's good, but you have to keep going why. And we encourage people to ask why multiple times. So if I say to you, all right, why do you want to exercise? People often say, well, I want to lose weight. Okay. So why do you want to lose weight? Well, I want to look good. Well, why do you want to look good? And a lot of times they come down to this core reason that sometimes can be a little bit eye-opening, like, well, I want to lose weight because I guess I want people to love me. I want people to think highly of me.
Right.
And, you know, you're there. And then you have to say, well, do you know that you're already fully loved by a God who created you? You know, that's what your heart is longing for, and I get it. And it's great that you want that. But what if you started to think more about, you know, this body? God has given me this body as a gift to use here on earth, and I want to be strong and healthy so I can go out and love and serve others well. Something bigger than just losing weight. And that's really part of the, you know, that whole missing piece is, like, you got to know your why. And if you really want to change long term, that why has to be something that's going to sustain you for life. Like, my why is never going to go away. You know, I don't care if I'm 90 years old, I'm going to be exercising, I'm going to be trying to eat healthy, because I want to be able to love and serve and go out and enjoy life and, you know, live all that God has for me. And the other big thing, just cut me off if I'm talking too much, but I could talk forever on this.
Nope,
the other big thing is what people have no idea on is how bad stress is for their physical health. You know, stress is literally killing people. And if we want to achieve optimal health and we're not addressing the stress in our life, we'll never get there. You know, stress is, we were created to have a reaction when we're under stress. Our body releases hormones that allows us to have kind of a burst of energy. We can do something fast. So if, like, say a deer jumps out in front of your car, You slam on those brakes so fast, you know, everything, you can respond quickly. Great for short term. But if we have stress long term, it starts to affect our health in just in huge ways. Because that burst of energy that we get from that stress, it actually takes away energy from our immune system and our digestive system. So when people are under long term stress, their immune system, digestive system aren't working properly. Obviously, those two are very important things when it comes to our health.
Absolutely.
So you put on weight when you're stressed. A lot of people can put on weight when they're stressed. I mean, there's just you're just not really enjoying life. And so I lived without faith for 40 years. And so I know what it's like to have the stress and the worries and the cares of this world and everything. But once I kind of just learned that I was already fully loved, that God had a plan for me, that he can, even in my struggles, you know, he's there to help me through, the stress just kind of went away. I mean, I literally had PVCs, premature ventricular contractions, that when I would be stressed, I would get this unbelievable pounding in my chest. It would skip a beat, and they were going to put me on beta blockers and all this. This was when I was 36 years old from the stress of my life. Yeah. And so I can say I haven't had a single issue with it for years. I mean, since I've learned to just let go of the stress of this world and just walk with joy, I don't have it anymore. So it's amazing how our faith can affect our health in huge ways. They're so connected.
Good for you. Yeah. That's scary. And then yeah. years later, still no problems.
When I was in my 20s, I had horrible back pain. My family has a long history of back pain. And since I've done consistent core, I mean, I'm 59 now, and I have zero back pain. None. So, nice. Yeah.
And I totally agree. I think that's one of the big things that people don't really consider is their stress levels and their, you know, their mindset. And then they go on diets or they all of a sudden, I'm going to get on this workout plan that's hardcore. And they're already stressed out and they add these things on top of what they're already stressed out about. Then they get stressed about what they ate exactly. Did they eat exactly the right things that day? Did I work out hard enough? And it's just more stress on top of that. And then they don't see results and they get more stressed out about that also. And I mean, they might not be gaining weight, but they're not losing weight. And that was the goal or whatever their physical goal is. And just the stress and the hormones, like you talked about, it's something that isn't talked about, I don't think, enough in the mainstream that people really know about. And that's why, I think it's important. So thanks for sharing that part.
Yeah, it's definitely important. I mean, you know, again, 37 years doing this, and I just got so tired of seeing people fail. And, you know, it's hard to be in an industry where very, very, very few people succeed in making lasting change. But since I've been adding the faith component to it, I mean, so many people losing hundreds of pounds. I mean, literally like 120 pounds. I just talked to a lady 2 days ago. She's down 100 pounds now, and she has never been happier, but not just because of the weight loss. It's because of her whole life, like her attitude. She's not dieting. She's not beating herself up. She's eating healthy with a joyful heart. You know, I think too often we use the words have to. I have to eat this. I have to exercise. I have to. Instead of saying I get to. It's such a subtle change. You know, I get to exercise. That's a gift. I get to eat healthy food. I get to drink water. And, you know, our thoughts make such a huge difference in our behavior. And so if we just try to change behavior without changing the thoughts behind it, again, it's not going to last. It's got to come from a heart change, a thought change. And, you know, I just love, God says to us in Romans 12, 2, he just says, you know, hey, if you want to change the way you're living, let me change the way you're thinking. That's kind of my rendition of it. It's not the exact ones, but that's pretty much what it says. If you want to change how you're living, let me change the way you're thinking. Let my love come in and change you from the inside out. And so I think that is a huge piece because this isn't about deprivation. It isn't about poor me having to go on a diet. It's about, this is good. I'm caring for my body. I can have fun. I can live fully. Why wouldn't you choose that way to do this instead of just putting so much pressure on yourself? Like you said, it just adds up to more stress.
I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree more. I mean, really.
You said I couldn't agree.
I truly believe that we are the sum of all of our thoughts together. So, and that's who we are as a person. So, if you decide that it's more of a lifestyle and it's a long term attitude rather than a short change. So.
Yeah, that's why diets don't work. Diets are such a short-term thing. You know, it's like I'm just doing this for the 30 days. I'm going to do Whole 30 for 30 days, and then I can't wait to start eating Snickers bars, or I'm going to do this detox for 10 days. I'm going to go right back to my old ways. Yes. It's like if you need to come up with an eating plan that you can eat the rest of your life.
Yes.
And one of the things I do is like this 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, I'm pretty healthy. Not crazy. I mean, it's not crazy, but I eat healthy. 20% of the time, I eat kind of healthy, and that's okay. You know, my husband knows I can be the first one to say, let's go get a burger and fries, or let's go have a slice of pizza. I love a glass of wine or a beer. You know, I'm not saying it's like super restrictive, but I don't do that all the time, you know? Or like if you're eating, I eat more of the foods that are good for me and less of the ones that aren't so good. The only thing I don't eat really is sugar. I know that people don't want me to talk about sugar, but that's the only thing I really recommend. If you just take out that one thing or limit it, it's going to make a big difference on how you feel.
Yes, I agree. All right, well, what is a quote that you live by and how do you apply it in your day-to-day life?
Yeah, it's a quote that just says, I work very hard at this as I depend on Christ's mighty power that lives within me. And so, you know, when it comes to my ministry is Faithful Workouts, it's an online fitness program. We have TV shows, both in an exercise show and a cooking show. We're on multiple networks. There's a lot going on, and I work really hard at it. I do. I put in a lot of hours. I love what I get to do, and I give it my all. But I also know that on my own, I can do nothing of value, and so I depend on Christ's power. And so it's just kind of a reminder, no matter what I'm doing, I'm going to give it the best I've got. And then I'm just going to feel at peace with the results. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in results rather than just being obedient and doing what you can do. And so if I do something that I think is great and I feel like God called me to do it, but people aren't loving it, that's okay. It's just a way that, again, you can work on the stress in your life when, you know, I'm not doing this for the approval of people. I'm doing it to hopefully help people and help them come to feel better physically and come to know God. But if they don't like the program or they don't like me, or I don't really care, you know, because I am doing what I'm doing and I'm working hard at it, but I'm depending on Christ to do the rest. He's the one who can help other people. He's the one who can change me. But it's just it's a good way for me to live.
Okay.
But I love quotes. I could tell you like seven. I have seven quotes that I love because I think, you know, sometimes I read what other people say and I'm like, oh, that just is one other one. It says, as long as we allow habit and routine to dictate our patterns of living, new dimensions of our soul will never emerge. And I think we just get in this rut of habit and routine. Well, this is what I do and this is how I go about it. I start a new diet. I do this certain exercise plan. And we close our mind to something new and different. And it's often in that attempting something new, it's like you discover something new about yourself or about a way that you can actually reach those goals. So I think that's Henry Van Dyke who said that one. As long as we allow habit and routine to dictate our patterns of living, new dimensions of our soul will never emerge. And maybe you're closed off to this whole faith thing, but who knows? That could be a new dimension of your soul just waiting to emerge.
Yes, yes. That is a good one. Although sometimes I think I have the opposite and I need more routine than anything.
Yeah.
If you ask my wife, that's for sure. No, those are great. And I think the first one you gave goes back to the stress that you were talking about. And, you know, you put in the work and sometimes you'll see results now and sometimes you won't see them ever. And maybe sometimes you'll see them down the road, but if you're stressed out about the results all the time, then it's going to compound and be negative.
Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the reasons so many people quit at doing certain things, because they're like, wait a second, I exercised three times this week. I did, you know, this. I didn't get the result I thought I deserved. And then they quit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, really, you just keep doing the next right thing. And you know that exercise is good for you. You know not eating sugar is good. You know drinking water is good. Keep doing it. Over time, you'll get there. You know, but I talked to a woman last night and she said, I'm afraid I don't want to schedule my workouts in my calendar because if I don't do them, then I look at myself as a failure. So she has this fear of failure. So she won't even get started. But it's like, just come on, just give it a try, you know? Over time, even if you miss it for a week, that's all right. Start again the next week.
Yeah. It's about the 80-20 rule for that. That helps too.
Yeah.
Just try to get them in and do the work. And even if you don't see the results now and it's not fruitful, you might be building the skills for that next thing that this is going to lead to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think people get frustrated because, you know, they are exercising and they want to get six-pack abs and they're doing it and you can't lose weight in one side of your body. There's no spot reduction. We have to sometimes come to this acceptance of this is how kind of in a way my body's built. I had a parasite several years ago and was really sick, like hospitalized a bunch and lost a ton of weight. And I was so thin, I was unhealthy thin. but I still had some fat on my belly. And I just was just a reminder of like, you know what? It's okay. You know, it's more about being healthy than about getting all the fat off where you want it to be, you know? And so we just kind of have to learn to love and accept our body, do the best we can to care for it. But what it ends up looking like, that's okay.
Yes.
Who needs a perfect body? Come on.
We're all made differently.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do when your mind tells you to stop, to not go work out or not get that yoga session in or not do that thing you know you should do to better yourself?
You know, I have it so easy because I teach. I teach classes. I still do. I teach classes typically 6 days a week. And so I'm in there and I'm going to be in there for an hour. But I'm okay if my mind tells me to stop at times, because it so doesn't happen very often. And I need to, one of the things that I think we do need to do is listen to our body. And then we need to maybe take it a little bit easier. But I tell people if their body's telling them no, they don't want to do it and they haven't even started, I say, do one song. Because a lot of our songs have really fun, our workouts have really fun, upbeat music. I say, commit to doing one song, which is about 4 minutes. If after the 4 minutes, you're still feeling like, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, that's all right, stop. But I bet you, once you get on, you know, get started and you do one song, you'll feel like you want to continue. So I think it's just that if you don't feel like working out for a day, say, what if I just did 5 minutes? And then try 5 minutes and there's a good chance you'll want to keep going. But I think if you're like, I don't feel like it and I have to do an hour, or I have to drive to a gym and I have to park and I have to do all that, I'm not going to do it. But if you just say, what if I just kind of did some jogging in place for 5 minutes and put on a song, you know, that's exercise. So getting started is the hardest part.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Just putting on the tennis shoes or, you know, push and play. Mm-hmm. But I agree. It's that's why I do videos like yours most of the time. Actually, right behind me here. And because I don't always have time to go to a gym or something, and I can be like, all right, I have 45 minutes and I can knock this out, or at least I can get half of it in or get started. Because I have young kids and it doesn't always work out where I can get the entire workout in, but sometimes just getting part of it or just starting it is the big battle.
Something is better than nothing. I mean, I am big on encouraging people to do at least 25 minutes because, you know, that's where we really get heart rate elevated. It's the number one thing. People don't know this. It's the number one thing for Alzheimer's prevention is, you know, having an elevated heart rate for more than 25 minutes and doing cross-body motion. We have this thing called pizzazz, similar to a Zumba, and it's a lot of cross-body motion, using your mind, elevated heart rate, but it's so fun. You feel like you're just out dancing. And anyway, that is like such a great way. Once you do that, it's just so fun. But yeah, short workouts are great, but if you can keep it a little bit longer, you know, that's even better. But just start. Yeah, just do something.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I did one of your workouts a couple of days ago, and it was with lighter dumbbells, and there was crossbody exercises that makes sense. So it's not just a physical thing. I mean, obviously everything's tied together, your mind, your body. Mm-hmm. But I did not know that fact about Alzheimer's.
Yeah. You know, there's no guarantee. That's what I tell my kids. No guarantee. Like, I could be in a car accident tomorrow and I could be relying on them to take care of me. No guarantee. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to do everything that I can do to make it that I can live out my life being able to be having fun with them, you know? And so I know so many people right now struggling with Alzheimer's and dementia. And so I'm going to do what I can do. And if I know the very best thing I can do is cross-body motion, cardiovascular for 25 minutes, a couple times a week, why not do it? If I know if I don't eat sugar, there's a chance that I'm going to, my joints won't be achy. I won't have chronic illness. I'm just going to avoid it. You know, if I know that having 3 drinks is just not healthy for me, I'm going to not have 3 alcoholic drinks. I'm going to limit it to 1 or 2, you know? So it's just like, it's not deprivation. It's what I'm doing. I can do with joy because I want to live out my life feeling good. I mean, I was just with my parents. My mom's 91 And we were in the swimming pool, and she was exercising in the pool. Stepdad is, he awesome. Played tennis until he was 8 on a league. Played wow. doubles tennis. So, you know, you care for your body, and then you just trust God. Like, hey, I'm doing what I can do. And if it's in your will that I'm going to stay healthy and strong until the day you take me home, great. And if not, that's okay. But I'm going to continue. You know that thing about I work very hard at this? I work really hard on my health. It's a big deal. It's something very important to me. But then I can just kind of trust God with the rest.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Can you tell that I love God? I just am a different person because of him. So I have a message that I'm passionate about, and I think there's so many people out there who have never really heard the real good news. And so they're saying they don't want to believe in it, and I wouldn't want to believe in what they're thinking it is too. Like, they don't know the real good news. And so that's just kind of my passion, is during my workouts to be able to share a little bit of that truth with them so that they can make their own decision. I can't make them believe, but I can sure tell them about the true message.
Yeah. Well, your why is very strong that you have. So that is important. And yeah. I mean, that's what makes you. So that's great. Well, I think we just kind of touched on this, but what would you say your personal philosophy is?
You know, I think that there's so many thoughts that come to my mind when you talk about my own personal philosophy, because I'm so passionate about what I believe. I took a Strength Finders test, and one of the things that I, my highest ranking was in belief, and okay. I have belief, command, self-assurance, and includer are all my top ones. And I am one who really does, like, if I'm having people over for dinner, I want to invite the whole town over. Like, if I'm going to do something, I hate saying someone, there's no more space for you. I love inviting people in. And I did event planning. I still do. I mean, for many, many years. So I'm a party planner. So I know that, like, there's going to be a party in heaven, and I want to include everyone in that party. And so I think my philosophy really of just life is, like, going around looking for opportunities to share a little bit of that good news with people so that they'll be at the party. It's like the end of this time here on earth is it's not something to dread, or I'm not a bit afraid of it. I'm going to be at a party up in heaven. And I want to know that at least I had invited you. I had invited everybody. You know, I want to go out and continue to invite people to come to that party, because it's going to be fun. So I guess my philosophy would be, God, use me in any way you can to help people feel your love and know your truth. And I'll go out and keep living by that, and leaving the results in his hands.
Yeah. Well, you sound like a fun person to hang out with, so I'm sure a lot of people.
We just did a trip. I lead retreats. That's a big part of what I do. And okay. We were just in Portugal and Spain for a awesome. Trip. It's the best thing. If anybody out there can ever go do a pilgrimage hike in Europe, go. So we started in Porto for 3 days, and it was 11 women and my husband.
Strong man.
Yeah, we got together. These women, none of them really knew each other, and we came together for 3 days and had this retreat, and then went out and hiked for 90 miles over the next 6 days, 7 days. And we had so much fun, and so many of the women were like, I didn't know it could be so much fun to follow Jesus. Like, I thought, like, this was going to be a lot more boring, and no alcohol, no, like, laughing, no silliness, you know. And that's, I think, was so fun for people to see that, like, this is, we you don't have to leave your fun at the door when you start to follow Jesus. You know, it's like, no, it's more fun, and we can do a lot of silliness, and sometimes I say inappropriate things, and I'm okay with it.
We're people.
Yeah.
That sounds like an awesome trip.
Oh, it's so good.
How
so
many
good.
Miles did you say you hiked?
We went 90 this time. Last time I did, 90. We did 155 miles. Wow. And now we're planning one for September of 2022 through Tuscany. We're going to be walking through probably what I find is some of the most beautiful parts of the world, walking through the Tuscan countryside, staying at fantastic hotels, gourmet wine and food every night, yoga, stretch. I mean, It's about as close to heaven as I think I can get.
Wow, that sounds great. How many miles do you do in a day?
We did this trip, our biggest day was 18 days. Shortest one was probably 11, 12. And the last time we did it, we had a 22 and a half mile day, followed by a 16 mile day of a big incline. Okay. So, yeah, and it's amazing how people just persevere on it. I met a man on the trail who was 89 years old doing the Camino. And that was really cool to see. That's my hope that I'm going to be out there.
That's my new goal right there.
Oh, you got to do it. You're so good.
Yes. I want to be 89 years old and be hiking mountains. That's my goal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one.
Wow. That's quite a few miles. Did you all have like the large backpacks on with your stuff on it? No. Okay. Okay. Good. Good.
We carried a day pack. We carried our luggage transferred over, but you know, you have a little extra pair of shoes, water, snacks. I mean, not a ton of stuff, but it's interesting. You know, I hike a lot here in Colorado and I never have an issue. Mm-hmm. Both years that I did the Camino, halfway through day one, I get blisters.
Oh, no.
No idea why. I don't get blisters here. I have shoes that are broken in, everything. I get over there. So I've just kind of taken it as that's part of my story is I walk with pain on my feet from blisters sometimes, but
maybe it's drier in Colorado and more humid there. Not sure. Is it? Okay.
Yeah, for sure. It's very dry in Colorado. So that could be it. I've tried getting my shoes bigger. Anyway, but it still was fun.
That does sound awesome. All right, well, if you were able to pick only one short message sent completely anonymous to every person in the world and they would really listen and take it to heart, what would that one message be?
Oh my God. You know what I'm going to say? Cause I mean, I can't help myself, but you know, and I do that sometimes. I'll wake up and I'm in bed and I'm like, oh, I wish I had a megaphone to the whole world right now. Cause I have such, you know, kind of powerful messages that I have in my heart. And I just think it would be that open your heart to God and then let him be a part of everything you do. You'll never be alone. You'll never really crave or need the love of others because you already know you're fully loved. And it's really just opening your heart because, you know, the Bible tells us he's there ready. He's waiting for you. You just give him a little inch and he's there. And I you know, he tells us, you know, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And I think rest for our soul is something so many people long for, and they're trying to find it in all these different ways. And it's like, just fall into his arms, and he's there for you. And so I think that's just a message I want the world to see. It's not about following rules and going to church. It's not about all that. It's not about, you know, feeling guilty because you sinned again. It's like, duh, of course you're going to sin. We're humans. Everybody does every day, you know, right. And that's okay. So I guess it would just be, you know, open up your heart to what God might have for you.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Well,
and don't diet. Don't diet.
No diet.
Not a diet.
That one's good too. Yeah. Okay. Well, can you share with us how we can connect with you? And maybe how we can sign up for one of those amazing hiking retreats. And then we're going to say goodbye.
Sure. Yeah. So we have a website called faithfulworkouts.com. And on there, we have like 500 workout videos. And just so you know, no matter where you're at in your fitness, like we have videos for you. So we have videos where people are sitting in chairs the whole time working out. So maybe you don't need that kind of workout, but maybe you know someone who does. We have workouts where we're doing like jump squats and burpees, I mean, all that kind of stuff. So we've got it for all fitness levels. We also have a cooking show called The Fresh Table, and it's really about helping you become more confident in the kitchen so that you can really enjoy your meal, sitting down, inviting people into your home. They are all healthy recipes, but they're easy to follow. And we have an online cookbook. We have inspirational messages. And guess how much it costs? Zero. It's all free.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, go to the website, no cost. You can choose to create an account if you want to be able to mark favorites and create a workout schedule of your own. Otherwise, you can just get in there and use it all for free. So that's one way. And then on that website, we also will list upcoming retreats and things like that. So we also have an app. So if you go to your app store and you search Faithful Workouts, there is a fee for the app, but we've tried to keep it like super reasonable, but we have expenses associated with it. So I think our app, I think it's $2.99 a month. So that's another way you can connect. And our app has great resources, making all of like your faith, fitness, and food resources just like a click away. And then my email is michelle@faithfulworkouts.com.
Great. Well, after the show, head over to behindthefitness.com. You'll find links to videos for each episode, links to connect with Michelle, and more. And be sure, again, to check out everything Michelle had to offer, everything she covered, her giant collection of strength, cardio, yoga workouts, all the recipes and meal plans, and check out Michelle's faith-based inspiring messages and her book, Reignite. Michelle, thank you so much for spending time with us and letting us get to know you better. It has truly been powerful.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Hey, the Reignite book's free too. It's online free. So if you go to the website, you'll get that there as well. Nice talking with you.